That's not what the law says. And I know Washington doesn't have a...
We're too old to get married. This is high school. We're seniors. If...
That's not what the law says. And I know Washington doesn't have a good track history of reading bills, but...
World-famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. Tonight on the show, an Arizona sheriff refuses to enforce the immigration law. And in one Alabama school, you get paddled for breaking the prom dress code. Lionel is going to be with us tomorrow night, the great Lionel, who is right now doing editorials for WPIX in New York, and he's going to be joining us. We'll find out what's up with him, the future of Lionel in broadcasting. As you may know, when Air America went south, Lionel's morning show went south. While I don't have the highest regard for that whole operation was very unprofessional, in my opinion, but there were some people that had talent. Randy Rhodes, who's is still on the air. Lionel's another one. I think that's the only two. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, anyway, we'll talk with him tomorrow night. Affiliate Spotlight tonight in Chicago. Phil Henry Affiliate, WKRS, 1220 AM. And in Fort Myers, Florida, WGUF, 98.9 FM. And it's great to have you guys with us. Our website is philhenryshow.com. So we have an on-air presence and our online presence every night at philhenryshow.com, live streaming video and audio of the show right now as we speak. So head on over there and take a gander. Arizona is really getting it from all sides. Baseball, tourism, caught in a boycott of Arizona law. And the governor has dismissed the threats. That governor is Jan Brewer. She says that it's no big thing, ain't going to really affect anything, and they're just going to keep on keeping on. But people are opposed to the Arizona immigration law, which essentially says that if you're in the state illegally, it's against the law. If you're in the country illegally, then you're in the state illegally, and it's against the law, and they're going to aggressively enforce this. And, you know, as you know, people are weighing in on all sides. Here's State Senator Frank Antori. He defends the immigration law on Fox against critics who say it will lead to profiling of Hispanics.
That's not what the law says. And I know Washington doesn't have a good track history of reading bills, but in Arizona, we actually read the bill. And what the bill clearly states is that law enforcement officers, first of all, have to have a legitimate legal contact or justification. So if you're driving down the road and you violate a traffic law, you're speeding, and a police officer pulls you over, what's the first thing he asks you for? Is for your driver's license, registration, and insurance. If you can't produce that, or if you don't understand the officer, or if you have people in the vehicle that can't produce identification, if you won't tell the officer who you are, now that is what's known as reasonable suspicion. It's the same as if the officer were to smell marijuana smoke coming from your car.
Okay. And here's the Reverend Al Sharpton recently said he was considering a trip to Arizona to march in protest against the bill.
It is our moral obligation to stand against this profiling in Arizona, just as we stood against it in New Jersey. Make no mistake about it. This is not a fight between minorities. This is a fight for justice and fairness for everyone.
Joining me on our newsmaker line is Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell works with people in academia. He's a researcher. He's also an assistant to a great many professors and members of administration, and is joining a group of educators protesting the Arizona immigration law, as well as has been very active. I know, Herb, you've been active in supporting health care reform. Welcome to our program.
Thank you very much.
Tell me now, I happen to know, and you have been very forthcoming, that you were incarcerated for 8 years, and I think we need to be clear, you were incarcerated for a child molestation. But you've been working since you got out of Tascadero when?
I have been out of the Tascadero, the forensic hospital at Tascadero for 4 years.
And you've been working with academics?
Yes, I do research projects. I do a great deal of research, the preparation of materials. I help in research projects. I also help in the assisted the compilation of 3 or 4 textbooks on archaeology. And I basically do online research.
Tell me how you got involved with opposing the immigration law in Arizona.
Well, I was, like many Americans, I was outraged at the treatment of human beings, as you just heard Reverend Sharpton say. And I think it bears repeating that this is a profiling of human beings who could very well be here in the country legally, and yet they will be stopped and harassed in a manner that I think bespeaks an era of a police state. Now, I got involved in this when I was talking with two or three of the professors that I do work with on research projects, and recognized an opportunity for me to be involved in something that I think is very worthwhile. It's about people. I did not bring this up, but one of the individuals that I was talking to, a professor who is currently at a major education institution on the West Coast, he said that by involving myself in the Arizona immigration law fight, people would see me as someone who was involved in an issue beyond what you mentioned. So I could move, I could transcend that.
You're talking about why you were in prison?
Just transcending that issue, yes. And so, but that's not my primary reason. My primary reason is because I care for people. It's the same reason why I was involved in my support of the health care reform bill. Unfortunately, that did not do much by way of taking the focus off of what I did. However, I'm mindful and hopeful that as I continue, we can stop bringing that up. And,
well, you understand, I have to bring that up at the beginning of any interview with you.
No, I understand that, but now that's been placed out on the table, we can move along.
When you talk about your opposition to the Arizona immigration law, and when you talk about your support of health care reform, you said that you are in, you know, you take those positions because you support people, correct?
That is absolutely correct, yes. And I think anyone who supports the Arizona, supports health care reform and opposes the Arizona immigration law is very much people person.
What would you say to someone who says that your history, what you were incarcerated for, doesn't necessarily bespeak someone who's supports people? You know,
that's got nothing to do with anything. It has nothing to do with it. You're saying because I was incarcerated for a crime, it's got nothing to do. What does that got to do with the Arizona immigration law? What does that got to do with health care? It's got nothing to do with it at all. My feeling on that matter is that is it's a non-starter. The moral underpinnings of the immigration law and the moral underpinnings of health care have nothing to do with child molestation, and I'm forever puzzled by people who can't stay on point. By taking a leadership position, this empowers me that people will gradually forget what I did. And I want to say this, Bill. I think I've shown an immense amount of patience in allowing you to talk about this.
No, but I don't want to keep harping on it.
Well, you, in a way, you have.
But, all right, but I wanted to make sure I got it out there in the open so people know.
Well, I think it's one thing to get it out in the open so that people know. I think it's nothing to get it out in the open so that people obsess on it. I think it's also another thing to get it out in the open so that people forget about what it is we're talking about here.
No, what we're talking about is your opposition to the Arizona immigration law, and your primary opposition is what?
I think it's anti-people. It's not, I don't believe that it is a human law. I don't believe that it is a law that is humane, I think is the word, really. I think it is a law that treats people as objects. I think it is a law that treats people with utter disrespect. And in many ways, the Arizona immigration law molests the dignity of people. If you want to talk about if people are going to hop on what I was, you know, alleged to have done, which I did do, but I didn't molest the dignity of an immigrant. And I think that's a point that needs to be made. In much the same way, I think that the lack of health care reform molests the sense of well-being of people. I think the same thing can be said here. And so, yes, that's my major opposition to this. And each arrest of an illegal immigrant killed in Arizona is almost a molestation by the state.
No, I think you've made that point. I think that in order for us to steer away from that discussion, we don't have to use those terms, though, you know.
Well, but I anticipate that as much as I'd like to put my past behind me, I spent 8 years, you bringing it up and you harping on it, is going to empower an awful lot of your listeners.
I don't believe I harped on it, Mr. Sewell. I think that I told you, though, that we had to bring it up. All right, we're talking with Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell is an academic, a researcher, and has assisted in the preparation of a number of textbooks. And he is also with us here this evening to speak out against the Arizona immigration law. He has been in support of President Obama's health care reform. And we're talking about so there's a movement among teachers, right?
There is a movement among academics, there's a movement among teachers, there's a movement among students, and I think we're going to see a very large number of people in the education circle coming out against this bill, and I like to think that I will be at the lead. I will be a part of the leadership of this. And again, to put a neat bow on this, I guess, Bill, is say that once I do achieve the leadership of a movement opposed to Arizona immigration, the Arizona immigration law, people, I think, will then put behind them and ultimately will forget these other transgressions. That is also my mind.
And what would you say, before we go to our break, what would you say to people who say that you might be a tad hypocritical?
I don't know. I hate to interrupt you, but I've dealt with that already.
No, it's to say you're hypocritical, saying that you are in support, you're opposed to the immigration law because it's anti-human, and yet you were in prison for molesting children.
I've dealt with that already.
How did you deal with it, sir?
I said to you that you're off point. You're off point. You know, I already dealt with it. I said to you that that's got nothing to do with anything. That's absolutely nothing. I'm trying to be irritated.
Well, okay, but what would you say to people who say that that's hypocritical?
I'd say that they're off point, is what I'd say. And forgive me for being... see, you're attacking me because you can't defend the law in Arizona.
Well, I could defend the law, but I don't want to debate you right now. I want to just get your position.
No, I don't think you could defend the law in Arizona.
I'm telling you that I could. I at least I have my opinion.
Well, that's having an opinion is one thing. Being able to defend the law in the state of Arizona is one thing. Is entirely something different. And I don't think, in that regard, you're quite qualified.
All right. Well, Mr. Sewell, hold the line, and I have all the respect in the world for you. The fact that you have gone to prison and that you have, you know, you've served your time and paid your debt to society, but I have to ask you those questions. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. As we talk to Herb Sewell, an academic researcher who is involved in a movement opposing the Arizona immigration law as well as supporting health care reform. He has been incarcerated for up to 8 years, I believe. He was in prison in Atascadero, a forensic hospital, for child molestation. So I think that there's a moral, obviously there's the questions that we have to ask. If he says the Arizona immigration law is anti-people, then how does he, you know, explain his own behavior? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhenryshow.com. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
You are listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show, and you may be listening to us on your local affiliate. You can also listen to us online at philhenryshow.com. Joining me this evening in our initial discussion this very fine Tuesday night and Wednesday morning of the illegal immigration law in Arizona, Mr. Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell is an academic researcher And we've been talking as well, sir. We're going to get to some phone calls, too, at 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, about your background in prison.
Well, if you want to talk about my background in prison, because I'm afraid this is not going to leave the discussion, and I'm very, very disappointed in that, Phil, because I think that as a liberal, a party of diverse backgrounds, a party of different life experience, which is why we are better represented as the people, that's why I'm a liberal. That's why I'm a Democrat, because liberals and Democrats do represent a far more diverse group of people. This law does not treat people with respect. There is no such thing as an illegal human being. Teddy Kennedy was able to murder a woman and yet went on to become the great lion of the Senate. Your friend, Mr. Sanchez, I didn't say your friend, Mr. Sanchez.
What do you mean, my friend, Mr. Sanchez?
Rick Sanchez, who killed someone in a DUI, and now he's considered to be such a great reporter. I dare say that I didn't do anything near as bad as either one of those men, and I do oppose the Arizona immigration law as being dehumanizing and as molesting, fondling the human spirit.
All right, well, if you don't want people to remember what it was that you did that got you in prison molesting children, I wouldn't be using those images of how the law molests the human spirit. 877-876-PHIL is the number, and here is Roger on the Phil Henry Show in Oakland. Go ahead, Roger.
Hi. So, first off,
yes, sir.
Thank you for taking my call.
Second, yes, sir.
It's interesting that your guest uses the word molesting the human race, the phrase molesting the human race, because they don't support his opinion. And so my question for him would be, is it not molesting the productive taxpayer of the U.S. to support all the social programs for people who are here illegally, which by his definition would be molesting the laws of the United States?
Well, no, I don't. And I'll tell you why. I believe that it is, first of all, it's very distasteful to use that term, molest. And you seem to use it in a way that I don't. I use it in a much more muted way. You saying that, do you feel that you've been fondled?
Wait a minute. What are we talking about?
This gentleman's talking about the taxpayers being molested by who? The federal government? What we're talking about here is quite different. And this man's phone is going... Did you hear that?
Yeah, I hear it. We'll answer your question off air, Roger. Thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. So what is your answer?
Well, my answer is I don't know what he... When he says that he's being molested by who?
The federal government.
No, I think what he did was he used a very good analogy that I brought up, thought it sounded good, and so he's going to use it. And so I'm not going to respond to that unless he comes up with something original on his own.
Well, no, he's using your argument against...
No, but I'm not going to respond to him using something unoriginal against... I thought of it, and he took it and used it against me, so he needs to come up with something more original.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, let's get back to the point here. We're talking about you support, you're against the Arizona immigration law because it is anti-human, and you are in favor of health care reform because it is pro-human, and you are hopeful that your voice will be louder and louder. You'll be known as an advocate on behalf of people, and they will forget your prison record.
Well, they're not going to forget the prison record when you bring it up. And I can see what you're doing. And I'll say it again. Teddy Kennedy murdered a woman by strangling her and drowning her. And
what do you mean strangling her? The car crashed.
Well, he became the great line of the Senate, is what I'm saying.
877-876-PHIL. I don't know what happened, but I think some people might say that molesting children is probably worse than a DUI that kills somebody. Here's a Rob in Louisville, Kentucky. Rob, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, just briefly, my comment towards Mr. Sewell in reference to the imagery that he used, saying that the laws that we were passing were molesting the human rights of the people.
It's not a human race.
Might fall under immigration. I think that's totally insensitive. And as the spouse of someone who was abused as a child, I just completely object to that imagery that he is using when he himself...
Is she an immigrant, though? Is your wife an immigrant?
I'm sorry?
Is your wife an illegal immigrant? Was she molested by the border police?
No, she was not molested.
No, she knows. He said she was molested as a child.
Yes.
Well, I don't understand.
Now, I'm saying that if he is someone
who is molested as a child. We'll be back here. World famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with the Herb Sewell.
Phil.
Who was molested? She was molested by...
When you say, and welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show, as we talk about the Arizona immigration law with Herb Sewell, an academic research assistant who is also has organized college professors and college students across the country opposing this law. You call the Arizona immigration law a golden opportunity for you.
No, I did not say that. I said that the Arizona immigration law repeal. Yes, I called it a golden opportunity for me in a very parenthetical way. Now then, if you're talking...
Well, what do you mean by a golden opportunity?
I think I already addressed that, sir. And you're asking me that question is your way of keeping alive part of this conversation that I've been trying to drive a stake through for the last half hour.
It's a golden opportunity for you to get people to think of you as a social activist as opposed to a child molester. I understand that.
Well, if Teddy Kennedy can strangle a woman and then lock her in a car and drive the car off a bridge,
Where do you get information like that, man? I mean, it's one thing to say that he was drunk and the car went off the bridge. It's another thing entirely to say that he strangled her, locked her in the car.
Well, we don't know the facts. And the fact, Rick Sanchez, your friend, who ran a man over and then hitchhiked to work, I personally don't think I believe personally that my incarceration for 8 years for what I did is nothing. And that all three of us are on equal footing here.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Herb Sewell, who was as well incarcerated for 8 years for a child molestation. You are now out. You're now working as an academic research assistant. You were also opposed to the Arizona immigration law. And I got to tell you, for a guy to be opposed to the Arizona immigration law, there might be better symbols than you.
I don't understand what that means. I'm out there. What is that supposed to mean? What's that crap mean?
What that means is, for a guy who's been in prison, maybe they've got some people who are more law-abiding and don't carry the baggage.
I just got done telling you that Teddy Kennedy was known as the Lion of the Senate, even though he had, I don't know what he did. He left a woman dead in a car, and she just got dead magically.
No, she didn't just get dead magically. She was killed in the accident, from what we understand. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Kathleen on the Phil Henry Show with Herb Sewell as we talk about the Arizona immigration law. Kathleen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Thank you.
Thank you. I just have a couple of questions I would like to ask. First of all, you stated in the very beginning that you only associated yourself with topics and things that gave you empowerment.
Right, right.
You didn't say that you were doing that to help anyone. You just were stating that you do that to help with your own empowerment.
No, I don't believe that I said that only. I said that was a side, that was a fringe benefit of working on behalf of opposing this law, but yes.
No, sir, you did not say
I'm
working
going
on
to,
behalf.
I'm going to put me on a fast track.
You stated that as a matter of fact. And then you tell Mr. Henry that, he is just, you're allowing him to bring up your past. Like you have a right to hide that.
Mr. Henry's been using my past as a baseball bat, as if I was crawling through the bedroom window of his daughter, and suddenly he sees me, and now I haven't done a thing.
Well, if you're crawling through the window, I can assume you're going to do something.
But I haven't touched her. I'm just coming through her window.
You're coming through her window. I'll beat you with a bat.
sorry.
So you and this lady,
now,
this lady
past,
Kathleen and yourself, you get your picks. The two of you get your jollies beating me up, even though Teddy Kennedy strangled a woman and killed her.
No. Not at all.
Let me tell you something. I was mistreated as a child. And to me, to even hear your voice on the radio thinking that you have the right to speak for anyone makes me sick.
Well, that's neither here nor there.
It is here and it is there now. And it was here and there when you served your 8 years and you think that now you have a right and everybody should forget. What about these children that are scarred for life?
Why can't I move on? Teddy Kennedy strangled a woman.
Because you don't have the
Will you stop it with the Teddy Kennedy thing?
You don't have the right to move on. I'm glad that you served your 8 years, but you don't have the right to move on.
Why did Teddy Kennedy get to move on? Why did Rick Sanchez get to move on?
Biff Bumworth got to move on. Your right to get to move on, and you associating yourself with things that are going to empower you.
Did you ever, as far as I have heard, convince me of anything.
And then you're hearing Kathleen here, Herb, talking about an experience as a little girl.
Well, for all I know, she's making that up just to get the moral high ground. I'd like to ask her.
Well, I don't think you can say that. You have to assume the lady's telling the truth.
I didn't hear her say anything. Are you making all that up, Kathleen? I'll bet you are. Now, did you ever run a dog over with your car?
No, I haven't.
A cat?
No, I haven't.
Well, I don't buy that.
What's your point?
Well, I think she has run a cat over, and she's
no,
moved on.
I haven't ran an animal over.
She never
but
ran
I'll
an animal
you,
over, she said.
I'll tell you what I would do.
What's that?
Have cut your sack off, and you would have never been able to touch anybody else. Do you know if you lived in another country,
if a man took a loaf of bread,
they would cut his hand off. That's in another country. It's only through the grace of God that you live in the United States of America.
I'm talking about the immigration law in Arizona. What is this country? I was here to talk about immigration.
Well, we're here to talk about immigration, but your past is following you a little bit. Okay?
That's because you keep talking about it because you get your kicks back.
No, that's not it.
Everything you said was the state is molesting.
Henry brought it up, and I brought up Ted Kennedy.
And you keep bringing up Ted Kennedy
is you.
No, because the state of Arizona is molesting the immigrant. Now
you don't even have the right to use that word in a sentence.
Exactly.
That they were abusing it with me.
Because you got arrested and you got incarcerated for it. Don't you understand?
By the way, you
bringing up Teddy Kennedy strangling a woman. She was in the car with him, Mary Jo Kopechne. The car went off the bridge. She got killed. He didn't.
So you say. And I'm supposed to believe you.
Well, that was the extent of that. Kathleen, I thank you for your
call. I'm supposed to believe you?
Exactly,
wow,
yeah.
What is it about you that
you know,
I think
it's a sad day. I think it's a sad day, Mr. Henry, that you don't believe me, but you believe, Cotton Jenny here from Sugar Top.
How can you believe someone
what
who
is that?
Convicted
All right.
of molesting a child?
Thank you. And a very good point, Kathleen. Thank you very much.
Well, very good point. Am I on as your guest?
You said that you wanted to use this opposition to the Arizona immigration law as a way for you to show your value as a citizen, okay?
That's exactly right.
Well, then don't go bringing up Teddy Kennedy strangling somebody and all this other stuff to try to make yourself look good. Here is John in Rockford, Illinois. John, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Herb Sewell. Go ahead.
Hi, I have a comment for the sex offender individual that says all the time. But here's my thing. I mean, when you commit a crime like that, you give up your, you give, to me, you give up your right.
Let me ask you, is he talking to me?
Yes, he
I'm
is.
I'm talking to the individual that
What
gave
is that
up,
supposed to mean?
The sex offender individual.
What is that supposed to mean that one that says, all the time?
The one that pauses on everything
you're
like,
talking to me. You're talking to me. You're talking to me.
Yes, okay, sir. Here's the thing. You
Thank
give up
you,
your.
Sir. I like that.
Well, whatever. Here's the thing that bothers me. You knew it was a crime before you committed it. You committed the crime.
We're talking about immigration law.
How can you establish a political incentive in any sort? How can you, and most people who know me know me to be quite an honest fellow.
Right?
How can you expect?
I'm answering your question.
Back you in any way.
So there's no such thing as paying your debt to society. Is that it?
Absolutely. There is such a thing as absolute lawlessness. And what you did is lawlessness because you knew it was a crime before you committed it. And you have no business being in the
You know that, you know, as I listen to you, I realize you don't really know what it is you're saying. You're making it up as
you go.
I do know what I'm saying. I paid my debt to society. And you said, yes, there is such a thing as paying a debt to society. Then you said absolute lawlessness, which you said
Would you agree the act that you committed?
I am so glad that I'm a member of the diverse and accepting Democratic Party where I'm not shunned by the small mistakes.
Small mistakes? Wow. All right. Thank you very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL. You didn't understand that, man.
I didn't understand him. What I did was lawlessness. What does that mean? Lawlessness.
You broke the law.
All right. I broke the law and I went to prison. And I was under electroshock, insulin shock. I was incarcerated and I was locked up with some of the most violent murdering offenders, serial murderers, psychopaths, the likes of which you can't even begin to imagine. And I was there for 8 years. I got out, and the bad publicity has followed me. Now, I see the ray of light at the end of the tunnel, this Arizona immigration law. If I can ride this, and I can ride it right into the ground, my past may finally, I may finally be rid of it.
Then you don't care about the immigration law. It is, after all about you.
No, it's not all about me. There's a lot of it that has to do with me, yes.
All right, that's what I thought. 877-876-PHIL. Over to Brian on the Phil Hendry Show. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for making my point on the it's all for him. That was one point I was going to make. It sounds like
absolutely,
it's all
yeah.
about him. No, it's not all for me. But the one thing I really want to get into is he says it's for the people, or he's for the people. What about all the Arizona residents that you're going against the actual legal residents, not the illegals? You know, it's not all about Mexicans or Hispanics. What about all the illegal immigrants? My family came here legally. They sat
how do you
here
know?
Waiting.
How do you know? How do you know they came here legally?
Because I know. I mean, they didn't. They had chances to come illegally. The ones from Mexico and the ones from Germany and England had chances. They waited. I had relatives from Mexico that waited at least 10 years to get their green card. You say
well, yes, they waited 10 years. They waited 10 years, but what side of the border were they waiting on? Yeah.
Oh, what does that mean?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I bet it was on both sides.
Yeah.
you know, Herb, the point that this young man is making is that there is such a thing as abiding by the law. You know, the other day we just saw President Obama swear in as citizens American soldiers who were not even citizens, but they served in the United States Armed Forces. That was the love and the commitment they have for a country that wasn't even their own yet, that they would serve in the Marines and the Army and the Air Force and the Navy as soldiers waiting to become citizens. I mean, that is the highest tribute, I think, in the world, just to see those young people.
Well, hold on for a minute. Let me just. I'm sorry, Brian. I want to do this for Phil. Isn't that touching?
Well, aren't you cynical?
Well, what's your speech mean?
That should be a recommendation, you know, to become a citizen. You need to know English. You should spend at least 2 years in the military. That's just like.
Are you nuts? You'll never sell it.
Well, you know what? Brian may be right. You know, you may be right, Herb, but I agree with Brian. And to see those people standing there being sworn in as citizens wearing the uniform of the United States Armed Forces, and Janet Napolitano said it. She said, it's the highest form of honor to defend with your life a country that is not yet your own. And that's what those guys did.
Oh, come on.
And that's, Brian, thanks so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I'm just going to, thank you, Brian. I have to hang up on him because that was very dramatic, the point that I just made.
I knew you were reveling in how dramatic that sounded, a country that isn't quite their own. And if I played bugle, I'd give you a big fanfare. But the point is, Phil, that you and your listeners, while you're making your point about immigrants being sworn in as members of the military, you're riding me like I'm the yard bitch because I don't necessarily conform to what you think is a normal human being. I spent my time. I did my duty. I spent, you know, and in many ways, I spent and did my duty defending my country in a nut house.
No, you didn't. You were incarcerated as a criminal because you offended against that society. 877-876-PHIL, as we talk with Herb Sewell, who was, yes, a convicted sex offender, who is out now, who is working as an academic researcher, and is now a major opponent of the Arizona immigration law, and is talking about health care, and this is good, and we should all be concerned and committed citizens, but you can't be involved in these social issues so people will forget your past. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Along the line, on the line with me right now is Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell is an academic research assistant. Has also spent time in prison. You know, and you didn't want us to bring it up, but you brought it up by way of the Teddy Kennedy.
Well, you couldn't get past it. But let me say this.
And I've got some phone calls to take too.
All right, let me say this. I know what it's like to be profiled, Phil. I am opposed to the Arizona immigration law because I know what it's like to be profiled. I don't dress like I read GQ. My pants are what they call floodwear. They generally come down to just about above my ankle, and they're too small for me. And I use oil in my hair, and a lot of people think I look pretty weird. And so I get stopped by police if I'm near a school, and they ask me about myself and about whether I'm and if I'm near a school, it's because I'm walking to a...
What are you doing by... Are you allowed near schools?
No, I am not, unless I have a business in the area. So I know what it's like to be profiled, and I even dress to look like a child molester. Just to prove it, and to prove it to the rest of society that the police, well, I shouldn't say this, dumb cops.
Well, I'm not going to have you take an opportunity here, Herb, to knock cops, all right? If you're dressing to look like a child molester just to have a cop stop you, then I guess that cop's right, isn't he?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. They are profiling.
And maybe they should. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to a phone call here. We have Marcella in Miami. Marcella, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Herb Sewell.
Maybe they should. I'll remember you
yes,
said that.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, good evening. Would like to tell just a few words. The gentleman that is talking about rights and immigrant rights, number one, you gave up your rights when you became a child molester, and you have no right to talk about anybody.
I'm on your side, Marcella. I'm on the side of the immigrant. I'm on your side.
Let her finish.
Well, let me tell you, I was born in this country, I was raised in South America, and my personal opinion is that every sexual molester, every person that is sick, is either you are treated or you know, the society should kill that people because you don't deserve to be on the earth. molesting our children, molesting our people, being a sex offender, that is the most outrageous thing in the world. And you should not be talking about any law.
With the immigration law in Arizona. I was on to talk about the immigration law in Arizona, and Mr. Hendry, because this is how he gets his jollies, brought up my past, and now that's all people can talk about.
What do you mean that's how I get my jollies? You wanted me to bring that out so that people were clear.
To beat it into the ground all hour. I'm talking about the Arizona immigration law, which I believe Marcella said she's an immigrant. You're an immigrant, right?
No, she said she was born here and raised in another country.
Whatever. What does that mean?
Okay. Well,
don't worry about it.
Unfortunately, you need to understand that I know, like you said, which side of the border the people were waiting for the papers. I agree, there should be a change on the law for the immigrants. There should be a change in immigration
exactly.
in general.
Exactly. So let's forget about me molesting children.
However,
my molesting children and come together on this issue.
Let me tell you, molesting children, and I am a teacher of small children.
But it's not as bad as what Teddy Kennedy did.